Zok the Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Me'ilah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. This is primarily a Chazara Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Mai Sedamim. What is the effect of Zrika Sadam, Bekotche Kodeshim, when it comes to Kotche Kodeshim? Answer, Lahakel Ulahachmer. Sometimes it makes things easier after the Zrika Sadam, sometimes more strict. Ube Kodeshim Kalim. But when it comes to Zrika Sadam by Kodeshim Kalim, Kula lahachmer, it's only going to make things more strict. Ketzad. When the Mishnah says ketzad, always means, so explain it to me. What are the cases? Well, kachi kadashim. Take, let's say, a carbon chatas. Sometimes it's lakula, sometimes it's lachomra. Let me give you an example of where the Zrika Sadam is lakula. Lifnei Zrika Sadam, before the Zrika Sadam, as we spoke all along, mayalan, there's meal. It's called kachi Hashem. That's what the Torah says, there's meal. And it's both be'emrin or be'basar. By the Emrin, the part that goes up on the Mizbeach, as well as the Basar. Someone uses it, he's Moyel Behegdish. Li'achar Zrikas Dam, but after the Zrikas Adam, things change. Me'alim be'emrin doesn't change by the Emrin. There's still Me'ilah over there. The part that goes up on the Mizbeach, that's still Katshe Hashem. But from after the Zrikah, ve'ein me'alim be'basar, there's no longer any Me'ilah by the Basar. V'yalzeh. And both for the Emrin and the meat, you know what happens after the Zrika? Chayavim mishim pigel noiser v'tamei. The Yisurim of pigel noiser v'tamei are set into place. Because in order for pigel noiser v'tamei to work, you have to have all four of the avodos: the Shechita, the Kabbalah Sadam, the Hailacha, and the Zrika, to be done properly. So until after the Zrika, we don't know if there's a pigel noiser v'tamei yet. That sets it into place. And that's the Chumrah. Because the Emrim isn't really a Chumrah. Nothing changed. It was also before. In Me'il, it's Asr afterwards, it's Me'il afterwards. But Pigel Naisa V'Tameh, by Kodesh Kodeshim, are set into place with the Zrika Sadam. If there's a Kosher Zrika Sadam, this concludes the four Avodais, and one would be Chayiv. Uba Kodeshim Kalim, says the Mishnah, Kula Lahachmir. Zrika Sadam only makes it more strict. Ketzat. Kodeshim Kalim, Lifnei Zrikas Dam, before the Zrikas Damim, it's called property of the owner. Your Magdash Shlom, it's still technically called yours. Ein Mayalin, there's no Me'ilah. Loi Be'emrin, not with the part that's destined to go up on the Mizbeach, Loi Be'basar, not with the Basar. But Li'achas Zrikas Damim, suddenly there's a new Me'ilah by the Emrim. Mayalin, then there would be Me'ilah Be'emrin, although still the Ein Mayalin Be'basar, there's no Me'ilah by the Basar. That's not a kula, because there was no Me'ilah before, there's no Me'ilah afterwards. But there's a chumra, that we now have a new Me'ilah by the Emrim. And alzeh v'yalzeh, both for the Basar and the Emrim, once there's Rika Sadam Chayav, and it's possible to be Chayim Hashem Pugol Naiser V'tameh. Nimtza, so it turns out, the Mishnah is doing the Chazara for us. Ma'i Sidam, the effect of this Rika Sadam B'kotshei Kadashim, l'hakel l'hachmir, can be a kula, because it removes the Me'ilah from the Basar. Ulahachmir, it sets into place Pigel Naisa V'tameh. But Ube Kodeshim Kalim, the effect of the Zrika Sadam at Kodeshim Kalim is Kuloi Lahachmir. In regard to Me'ilah, it creates the Yisr Me'ilah for the Emrim. And it also sets into place the possible Yisurim of Pigel Naisa and Me'ilah.